Welcome back to the Gamers Chronicle podcast. I'm your host, Ben Hemmer. And as always, I'm joined by my partner in crime, GoJJP, Mr. Jaden Park. Jaden, how you holding up today? How you doing?
We're doing good.
Doing good? You were at the fashion show the other day. How did that go?
It was a long night.
It was?
Yeah.
Did you get some good content?
It was okay. It was decent. It was just like a warm-up shot. I got like two more to go to.
It was warm-up, you know? Yeah. Now we're starting to get into. So, what was your favorite thing from the fashion show? Like that you saw that.
All of the avant-garde, they get like really creative with it. So it's like,
Do you think that they did a good job?
Yeah,
the people and the directors.
They always do.
You and Michaela went actually too. Shout out Michaela. So first off, Jaden, the NFL draft. We had a crazy amount of picks going on. The craziest pick. I knew that Jeremiah Love was going to go to the Cardinals. In the back of my head, I think I knew that he was going to go there. I thought he was either going to go to the Titans or the Cardinals. I'm surprised that the Titans took Carnell Tate. I mean, I thought that they would take Arvell Reese, but, I mean, you can't really blame him for being aggressive. And so what were your takeaways from the draft? We knew Mendoza was going to go number one.
Jets taking David Bailey? They kept saying that that's who they wanted after.
But, like Arvell Reese is such an explosive player.
And then Cardinals just need, like, a whole team. So, I mean, if you take... I mean, Jeremiah Love was probably the right pick for them. Obviously.
Like, you know what I saw the other day, Jaden? He's the first running back taken in the top five since Saquon Barkley in 2018. If you're going to take a running back that high, you better dang well know that he's going to be a great one. Like, seriously. Like, Jeremiah Love was obviously the best running back in his class. But, like... I'm just surprised that the Jets got David Bailey. I kept saying to my dad and my brother, we were sitting there watching, and I was like, take all of our race. And what did the Jets do? Classic Jets. They went and took David Bailey. I mean, I'm not saying David Bailey's not a good player. I'm just saying that Arvell Reese was right there, right? And it was cool to see Mendoza go number one, right? Because of, you know, his story and all that stuff, man. And it was really cool to see it. And his mom, I heard his mom isn't doing that well.
Yeah, so. That's why he stayed at home, I think.
Yeah, just
so she could celebrate.
I would stay at home too if I was a draft pick. I would stay home and want to be with my family. And it was cool to see, right? You know, Fernando Mendoza's mom is, you know, not doing so well, but it was nice to see him, you know, stay home, be with his family. Why was Cignetti not there? I was trying to look for Coach Cignetti.
I don't even think David Bailey was the best on his team.
Jacob Rodriguez. You had...
So it's like...
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't. I mean, Texas Tech fans, I mean, if I'm not trying to hate on you guys. I'm just saying Jacob Rodriguez was clearly the better player this season. And what are the Jets... Unlike the Jets, the Giants took...
Arvell Reese.
They took Arvell Reese, and they fell right into their lap... who the Jets should have taken, and then the Giants with John Harbaugh were smart and ended up taking him. And I love the move by the Giants, right? Obviously, you signed Tremaine Edmonds this year. Now you're going to have him and Arvell Reese starting, and, man, that's a good team. I like what the Giants are doing this year. And
I mean, if the Titans took Carnell Tate because they're probably going to take Jeremiah Love, they didn't expect the Cardinals to. But, I mean...
I expected the Cardinals to take Mayoga or one of those people, yeah. But... if you're going to take a running back that high, you better dang well know that he's going to be really good. All right. And I think the biggest surprise to me was when Kaden Proctor went off the board to the Dolphins. I'm going to say this right now, Jaden, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Kaden Proctor will be a bust. I firmly do believe that Jennings Dunker is a better player. I really do. I think Caleb Bloom is a better player. I think Monroe Freeling is a better player. I think the guy from Clemson, I think Blake, what was his name? Blake. It was Blake Miller. I think he's a better prospect. And I think Mayoga's a better prospect. And I think that, who's the other guy from Utah? Oh, Spencer Fano and Caleb Bloom. Those two, I think those two are better too. And the Miami Dolphins, man, Reuben Bain was right there. Caleb Downs is right there. And how do you not take him? I just don't understand, like, why...
I don't know why the Chiefs traded up from nine
to
take...
Why would you take Mansoor to... You could have taken him with the 29th pick. Like, I just don't...
I don't think anyone in the... Like, I don't think anyone, like, 6 through 8 were going to pick... If they were going to pick a cornerback, they would have picked...
Well, yeah, why would you trade... You could have gotten him at 9. Why would you trade up for him? I just
like,
don't...
Caleb Downs just fell to 11, so it's like they weren't going to pick Delane over him anyway.
I thought the Commanders were going to take Caleb Downs. Who did the Commanders end up
Sonny
taking?
Styles.
Oh, yeah, that's a good pick right there. Talk about an explosive football player. I mean, the dude is 6'5". His dad actually played at Ohio State and played in the NFL for a while. And so we'll go through the whole first round here. Let me look it up, the picks. Obviously, Fernando went one. David Bailey went two.
I mean, like, the Browns kind of scammed the Chiefs because, like, I think their pick was going to be on the board either way if they fell anyway. And then they got, like, a third round and a fifth round, I think.
Yeah, so... First pick, obviously, Fernando Mendoza. Two was David Bailey. Three was Jeremiah Love, which in the back of my head, I kind of knew that Jeremiah Love was going to go number three. I was like, okay, if they don't take Alvar Reese here, then they're probably going to take Jeremiah Love, and that's what ended up happening. Dude, can you look at this team that the Cardinals have? Trey McBride, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Jeremiah Love? That's a stacked team.
Like, if they had a quarterback, they'd be... Maybe tough.
What are the Rams doing taking Ty Simpson? Yeah. Like,
they could have had like the greatest team ever. And
Ty Simpson,
a backup quarterback.
I'm gonna say this. I've said this before, Jaden, and I will say it again. I firmly do believe Ty Simpson should have came back to Alabama. I don't think he's pro ready yet. I just don't. He really only had one good year of starting experience, you know. And I'm not saying Ty Simpson's not a great quarterback. I'm just saying that I think he should have came back to Alabama for another year, and that he should have. Came back to Alabama, gotten better, and then declared next year for the draft. And but I don't think he's going to be a good NFL player. I mean, I really don't. People were trying to call me a hater, but
like, imagine if the Rams pick like another top defense player, or they pick like a wide receiver to pair with Puka Nacua.
Saints, Jordan Tyson. That was a great pick. I love that pick. Best receiver in the draft for sure. And do you like that pick, the Saints? Yeah. I like that.
I mean, they just need everything, honestly, just like the Cardinals.
Well, you add him in with ETN. You add him in with
Chris Olave.
Yeah, Chris Olave, Tyler Shough, and then you know, their head coach and what was his name? Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore, great offensive mind with the Eagles, and I love that pick. I've been saying, I think. Jordan Tyson and I think Jordan Tyson and Carno Tate are the best receivers in this draft. I think Jordan Tyson is. You could go either way. I wouldn't be mad at that, but I think Jordan Tyson is the best receiver in this draft. I mean, the dude is just so athletic. He's just so quick. He's fast. And did you see what he said? He was going to watch his brother's game on an iPad like while he was getting drafted. Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. Who was his brother again? I forget his name, like Blake or something. I have no idea, but... I like that pick a lot. Sonny Styles going to the Commanders at 7. I love that pick, Jaden. Talk about a guy that's really big. 6'5", is just a great linebacker. Can play, probably could play defensive end if they needed to, too. Chiefs going Mansoor Delane. I don't like that pick one bit. I mean, I just don't.
And they could have picked him at 9, but it's the fact that they traded up for him.
Yeah, like
he would have been there.
You could have waited till 9 to get him. Why would you trade up? Because I know dang well the Saints were going to take him. I think I firmly do believe that the Saints were going to stick at their pick with Jordan Tyson. I don't think that the Saints were going to take Mansoor Delane. I don't think that they were going to take him. I think that they were all going in on taking Jordan Tyson. And just a great pick by the Saints. Not a great pick by the Chiefs. I don't know what they were doing there. It was just kind of confusing to me because I was sitting there. I was like, what are we... Brett Veach, the Chiefs GM, I was like, Veach, what are we doing here? Like, why are we drafting, you know, Mansoor Delane? I'm not saying he shouldn't have drafted him. I'm just saying that you could have waited until ninth pick to get him, right? Because I know the Saints weren't going to take him. I know that the Browns weren't going to take him. You know, I know the Rams weren't going to. So the teams that were ahead of the Chiefs, right? The Commanders, the Saints, and then the Chiefs traded that pick with the Browns.
Yeah.
I know the Browns weren't going to take him.
The Browns are probably already going to take that offensive tackle, and they knew that he would be there at 9 anyway. So it's like that's a win-win scenario for them.
Yeah.
They traded back, and they got more haul.
Yeah. New Cleveland Browns going Spencer Fano. Love the move. Got to protect Shador at all costs, right? Got to protect him, right? I think it was Tom Brady that once said that the great quarterbacks always have a great offensive line. That's where it starts at. You got to have people that can protect your quarterback and what do you think of the Kaden Proctor pick?
I mean,
I don't like
it. He was gonna go anyway because like they think he got potential and everything. I don't think he's gonna be like a big bust.
I think he's gonna be a bust.
I think he'll produce, but he's not gonna be like.
I think Jennings Dunker is better. In my opinion, at least. Do you see the? Have you seen the Jennings Dunker stuff? Like the,
yeah,
the interview that he did with Chris Hassel on CBS Sports. That was really cool to see. And
The Cardinals, obviously, you have to pick like the best player available when you're a team like that. When you
they need a running back too.
But I mean, like, you need a running back, but it's the fact that they don't have a quarterback yet to produce.
I mean, they have Gardner Minshew, but has he done in his career though?
So I mean, like, it's gonna be like kind of like JJ McCarthy. Like, it's gonna be handoffs all game, or like a screen or something.
That's actually a good comparison. I like that.
So it's gonna be like, I mean, it's cool that you're going to get a generational like running back, but I mean, running backs' careers don't usually like last too long.
Yeah, look at Saquon, so like, before when he got drafted.
So it's like it's a good thing that you got him, but I mean, now you have him on your roster, you need a quarterback to go with him before, like, you only have like a couple years before his contract. He wants money, like,
and you also need an offensive lineman to protect him and get him holes that are open. And I don't think the Cardinals did a good job addressing the offensive line.
Like, I love the player, but it's the fact that the team is not built around him
exactly.
Yet. Like, you have to have the offensive lineman, you have to have a quarterback before you can take that.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like, I mean, like, I love the player, but I don't love the team that picked him right there.
Yeah,
like, I mean, the Titans probably would have been a better fit for him.
Honestly, oh, I agree.
They already have the quarterback. They have some offense.
They have Traylon Burks. Is he even on the team? Traylon Burks. They have. I don't know who they added in free agency.
They added a lot of people. I think
they added a lot of former Jets players. Actually, the guy from the Jets.
Wando Robinson.
He's solid. Who's the guy from the Jets that they got? Johnson or whatever.
I have no idea.
He's from Florida State.
Oh, they have Calvin Ridley too.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. They have the guy from the Jets. What's his name? He's an edge rusher.
Offense?
Oh. No, he's an edge rusher from the Jets. He went to Florida State. Is it like Johnson or something?
I don't know. Jermaine Johnson?
Yeah, Jermaine Johnson. Yeah. I think that was a good pickup by them.
The Jets are building something special. If they would have picked Arvo Reese number two, they had a really good draft because they got Kenyon Sadiq after that.
16th. Yeah, that's a great pick.
And then, like, late in the, like, the 30th pick, they got Omar Cooper.
That's a good
pick. So it's like, they're building something special. If they would have picked Arvo Reese right there, I mean, like, they probably would have had the best draft.
Oh, 100%. I think Arvo Reese is, obviously, I've said Jacob Rodriguez, I think, is the best linebacker in this class. But I think Arvo Reese is just so explosive.
Like, and especially, like, with Dexter Lawrence leaving.
Oh, yeah.
And they traded him away. They got Arvo Reese back, and now he has more potential. He has more years left with them, and honestly, he's probably more talented.
Now, that's the Giants, not the Jets.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh. Like, after the Giants traded away Dexter Lawrence, they needed someone to replace him and come in. So, I mean, like, Arvo Reese has more years, more potential, and he's probably, like, better off right now than Dexter Lawrence is.
Well, they're different positions, but yeah. But
I mean, he's probably better for their team right now than Dexter Lawrence is.
I agree. And I love the Omar Cooper pick, and I also love the Kenyon Sadiq pick, right? Because, you know, Kenyon Sadiq, I've been saying it, Jaden. I think Kenyon Sadiq is the best head in his class. I mean, the dude is 6'3", is huge, is explosive, is a great runner, after the catch. Reminds me a lot of like a George Kittle like player, just is a great after the catch guy. And I love what the Jets did with Omar Cooper. I think I was hoping he was going to go to the Raiders, but I think Surratt will go to the Raiders too. And
yeah,
I just think because, you know, you got to get Mendoza. I tweeted this out the other day. For Mendoza to be good, he's going to have two things. You're going to have to get him a good offensive line. He's going to have to get him receivers that he trusts. And Elijah Surratt is a receiver that he trusts, obviously, because he played with him at Indiana, and he knows Fernando, right? If you're a quarterback, you want guys that you can trust and that you can throw the ball to, right? And I thought the Raiders did good in offensive line. They signed Tyler Linderbaum. They got some great pieces. They got Jalen. They got Trey Tucker. They got what's his name? The guy from the Vikings. He's a receiver. Jalen Naylor. They got him, which I think was a good pick. And then they got Kirk Cousins, which I think is a great mentor, you know, for Fernando to learn behind, right? And you know, it's just a great move, and I like what the Raiders have done. And now they're day two today, Jaden. And let's talk about some of the more picks here. Caleb Downs going to the Dallas Cowboys.
That was such
a good pick. Why would the Eagles trade away their pick to let their guy go? Like, I just don't understand, like, why you want to take Caleb Downs there for the Eagles. Like, I just don't. Hey, Jerry Jones didn't screw it up this time, Jaden. Jerry Jones actually made a great pick.
I mean, like, the Eagles have Cooper DeGene and whoever else they got. Yeah. But, I mean, like, they really didn't need
I just knew
player.
They were going to take Mekhi Lemon. Yeah. I was like, that's just such an Eagles.
They're already going to – going to let go of A.J. Brown, so they need someone.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So I think I heard he's going to like the Patriots, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was a great pick.
I mean, and the Cowboys finally made a good pick.
Oh,
finally.
For sure. They did. I've said this before. I think Caleb Downs is the best defensive player in this draft. The dude is just so explosive. Played safety. Let me look at his stats here. The dude was a two-time unanimous All-American.
Yeah.
He won the Jim Thorpe Award in 2025, which was this year. He was Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year in 2025. Like, I mean, it was just cool to see, right? You know, it was awesome to see the Cowboys get it right, you know, because we've always criticized the Cowboys for not making the right pick, and now the Cowboys actually made the right pick. And Caleb Downs is going to make that football team so much better.
And the Giants got Francis Maioga, too, on top of
I mean, I think he's better than Cannon Proctor, but, I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean,
Francis Maioga?
Yeah.
I mean, you always need to protect your quarterback, but I feel like they
have Evan Thomas.
They had.
Oh no, they have Evan Neal. They have Andrew Thomas. They have.
I just feel like there wasn't really a pick for them right there. I think that was like their only thing to lean on, unless they wanted like another wide receiver next to Malik Nabers. But they picked some people up in free agency, so it's like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. It's never bad to have more protection for your quarterback.
Yeah. No, it's not. And. I do also.
But I mean, I feel like they should have probably picked up Caleb Downs, honestly.
Yeah, Giants, you need a safety. Why would you? Like, I was telling my dad last night. I was like, why would you not take Caleb Downs and then you let your rival Cowboys and then you let your rival team, the Cowboys, take him to the next pick? Like, why would you let him fall right into your lap? Or why he literally fell right into your lap, Jaden. Caleb Downs did, and then they don't even take him. And then the next pick, the Cowboys take him, which is what the Giants should have done, right? And because you need a starting safety. You know, who's the Giants' starting safety right now? You know, and Caleb Downs instantly would come in there and make them a better team, make them a better defense. This is his range, how good of a football player he is, how explosive he is, how just how good of an athlete he is. And you know what's crazy? His brother, Josh Downs, is actually in the NFL. I think he's for the Colts. I think he's receiving.
Yeah.
Imagine him lining up against his big bro. Hey, big bro, how you doing, man? No hard feelings here, right? You know, and but yeah, I don't know why the Giants would not take him there. I mean, you know, you think that they would, considering the fact that they don't have a safety and that they kind of need a safety, but. The Maioga pick kind of made sense for Harbaugh and what he wants to do and, you know, build the trenches and all that stuff. But, like, if Caleb Downs is there, you got to take him, right? And but great pick for the Cowboys. I love the pick. He's going to make them a tremendous defense. Jerry Jones did not mess it up. We thought that he would because it's the Cowboys, but no, I think that was a great pick by the Cowboys. And
the Cowboys actually do – the Cowboys play the Colts.
Oh, man.
Schedule. So, I mean, they're going to line up.
I want to see Caleb and Josh line up against each other. That'd be – really cool. So some other picks here. Ty Simpson going to the Rams. I don't like that pick one bit.
Like, I don't know what they were thinking.
No, like what?
Honestly, I think he probably would have been there in the second round for someone to pick.
I think the Cardinals should have picked him
late,
up.
Late first round. Like, you don't reach. If they really wanted to take him, they should have traded back with someone.
Yeah, and plus, I get what they're trying to do because Stafford probably isn't going to be there much longer. Yeah. But
they're trying to get like a Jordan Love type quarterback.
I think Stafford might play one or two more years.
Play behind him, learn the ropes and everything, and then take over. But it's like,
I don't think he'll be good in the NFL. No. I really don't. I mean,
like he'll be like a decent.
He'll be like a Mitchell Trubisky like player like that. But I saw something the other day, Jaden. He has the least amount of college starts out of any quarterback in this draft. He has 15. Jaden, let me say that one more time. 15 college starts. And that was just this past season in 2025. You know, we've seen a lot of quarterbacks that have turned out not to be good in the NFL that have had a lot of starts like that. Anthony Richardson, Mitchell Trubisky, who I just mentioned, Ty Simpson, Kyler Murray. You know, and the more starts you have, the more experience that you have, right? And I don't like the pick one pick by the Rams. I get what they're trying to do and
like
all.
I understand you're trying to get a backup plan after Stafford retires, but I mean, like, you could probably pick someone up in free agency that would have a better career.
Oh, 100%.
So it's just like, they could have, I mean, like the Reuben Bain flip, that was insane.
Yeah, like how
he fell to like 15.
I saw so many Dolphins fans getting mad. They're like, Bain was right there. He like, I mean, how do you not take Reuben Bain there for the Dolphins? Like, how do you not? I get trying to protect Malik Willis. I get that, but if Reuben Bain is there, you gotta take him.
Protect him all day. But he doesn't have a wide receiver. He doesn't have a wide receiver room. Right
yeah, you could have taken Jordan Tyson there. You could have took Caleb Downs. You could have taken Malachi Lemon. You could have taken anybody else but Caden Proctor, right? And it was just surprising to me because I've seen on Twitter a lot of Dolphins fans are like, we screwed up, you know, all this stuff. And I do think that Bain would have made – I think the reason why Bain fell is because of people with this – have you seen his stuff with his arms? Like he has T-Rex arms. But like if you're good, like a team will find you, right? And – you know, I hate when people say that, oh, he has T-Rex arms. Like, it just, it, I, like, honestly, I don't
think
like
it, was,
it.
I think it was R.O. Reese, Reuben Bain. That's what it should have been.
Yeah.
Like,
you're talking about for, like, one.
Like
Fernando?
Three. Like, 2-3.
Fernando, Arvell,
yeah,
and
so it should have been Fernando, and then R.O. Reese, and then Reuben Bain. To the and then maybe, Cardinals? And then maybe.
You would take
like,
Reuben Bain over Jeremiah Love?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I was the Cardinals, because, like, like I said, like his career is going to be so short, and they don't have like not so short.
He'll
but
be
it's
like Barry Sanders.
Yeah, like a running back is like probably the least amount of years that you can play because
yeah.
you take so all those hits. Hits, and then like you might get CTE after that. So it's like you have to have the team built around a running back already
yeah.
before he gets there. So it's like I said, like I love the player, but the team is not centered around him yet. So it's going to be like a few years before he can actually reach his full potential.
Yeah.
Like if they don't have an offensive line and everything, he's just going to be, he's probably not even going to have like a good rookie season so far or this season because like the team's not built around him and he's not set up for success right now.
Yeah.
Like when you draft a running back, you want to be set up for success.
And I feel like when Saquon came in the league, he was set up for success. I don't know. I don't feel the same way about Jeremiah Love. I just don't. Great player, but he's going into a bad situation. Right? And I want to see him succeed because he's a great
like,
running back.
Say the Eagles got him. He would have had like the greatest rookie season ever.
Because they
had
the best offensive line in football. Like, I mean, you know, not to take that away from Saquon and what he's doing, but like, you know, I mean, but look at Barry Sanders, what he did.
Yeah.
If he had Emmitt Smith online, he probably would have rushed for 7,000 yards in the season. He just would have.
Like I believe he can still have a good career and a good season, but it's like I just don't like the Cardinals picking him. Like I feel like they're gonna waste
it's a
couple
risk.
They're gonna waste a couple of his years, I think. But I think
that's very young team.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison Jr., Trey McBride. Now you add
like,
in
see
Jeremiah
what they're building,
Love.
But I mean they just need a quarterback. They need
I mean,
a quarterback to get
you can't have
ball.
Gardner Minshew be your I'm sorry, you can't. He's a good backup, but he's not a starter. He's not a. Obviously, he's been a starter with the Jaguars, and he started a couple games for the Chiefs. But like, I mean, you can't. I'm sorry, but you can't have Gardner Minshew being your starting quarterback. You just can't, right? I don't trust him to be. I think that they'll probably get Garrett Nussmeier or Kate Klubnik or somebody else. Obviously, there's still rounds tonight that we have to watch. But
like, I believe in Jeremiah Love. I think he'll still have a good rookie season. But
yeah.
he's not set up for success. But I think he can still find success.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers took Reuben Bain, which is a great
pick.
That
was like top tier steal. Right
100%. I love. That Bucs pick. I mean, especially considering the fact that Lavonte David just retired. I think Shaquille Barrett's getting toward the end of his career. The Bucs are getting the Bucs. You know what they said, Jaden? We don't care about his arm length. We don't care that he has T-Rex arms. We're going to take the best player that's going to make our team better. And I truly do believe that Reuben Bain is the second best defensive end in this draft, right behind Alvar Reese. Like Reuben Bain is going to make your team better. He's going to make you know whatever team he goes to. Buckle, he was the Buccaneers, and he went to Miami, and I think he's from Florida too. So he went to Miami, and then he's going to go to Tampa Bay now, which I think is awesome. And I love the pick by the Bucs. The Bucs don't hesitate. They're like, you know what, we're gonna bolster up our defensive line, and we're gonna get help, and we're gonna get somebody that can get to the quarterback. I was hoping the Bears were gonna take him. I was like, Poles, let's trade up here. We'll get into the Bears, and how great of a pick that they made in a little bit here, but. Yeah, just a great pick by the Bucs, and I love the pick. You know, he fits right in what they want to do. Obviously, Todd Bowles is a – oh, no, he's not the coach anymore. Sorry. Dave Canales is the head coach. But I think he fits what they're trying to run. And so, yeah, I love the pick a lot, and it's great. And some other picks here. Do you know this guy for the Ravens?
Where?
Right here.
Oh, I had no idea.
I mean, Vega Leone, I think that's his name. I think that's a great pick, actually. For the,
I think every mock draft had him going to the Ravens. I'm pretty sure.
Oh so. Yeah. And the Detroit Lions got Blake Miller. Who is this guy, bro? Who is Blake Miller? Like who? I mean, that's a big risk right there, man.
I feel like they should have just picked Monroe Freeland. If they were going to pick.
Well, he was already off the board.
I think he went like. 19th.
No, he wasn't. Yeah. The Panthers took him. That was a great pick by the Panthers. Why would you not take Monroe Freeling right there? That just seems like a Lions.
I mean, like,
pick
I just feel like some teams like scout more heavily on players, and they feel like more players would fit in better with their scheme and everything. But it's just like sometimes you just have to pick best available at the position if you're going to pick the position.
Monroe Freeling is way better than. Yeah. This. I don't even know anything about this Blake Miller guy.
Like, they think maybe he has more potential or he has more.
I mean, he's 6'7 height, but like, yeah. Monroe Freeling is the same height and he's probably five times better than him. Not saying Blake Miller isn't a great player. I just think Monroe Freeling is the better player right now.
And then the Vikings picked, like, I don't even know who, but everyone was hating on him. I don't know.
Okay, so before we get to that. Carolina Panthers took Monroe Freeling. Great pick. I love that pick. You obviously got to protect Bryce Young. You have Tedwar McMillan. You have Chuba Hubbard. Great picks there. Philadelphia Eagles, like we said, took Mekhi Lemon, which I think was a tremendous move. You get another playmaker next to Devontae Smith, and obviously we know A.J. Brown's going to be out of there. Dallas Goedert.
Hopefully they get like a good haul back from A.J. Brown.
They better get something for him.
I mean, they low-key... I think it was like Treylon Burks and like a fifth round pick they got for AJ Brown.
And he reunites with Vrabel now because Vrabel drafted him in Tennessee, and now he reunites with Mike Vrabel, who we're not going to talk about. We don't need to talk about
any of those like top four or five wide receivers. Were like they could change a team, they could start right away.
Yeah, for sure. And getting to some other picks here, Max Iden Ancher from the Steelers took him. A offensive tackle from Arizona State. I think that's fine. Akeem Mesidor went to the Chargers at number 22. What are your thoughts on that?
Who?
Akeem Mesidor. He was
He was the one.
Like, he's like 25 years old.
Reuben Bain.
Yeah.
I mean, they really just. I don't know.
Chargers just.
I get it's a above average pickup if he can be good right when he comes in. But I mean. He's 25 years old is the thing.
I mean, he's older than half of the NFL players. I mean, that's a concern. I don't think teams want to draft a 25-year-old who, you know, usually when you're 25, you're in probably your fourth year in the league already. Like Jack Campbell for the Lions, he's 25, and he's already in his third year already. Like, that's just, you know.
Like, when you get down the board, like,
sometimes you just have to take the best player available.
After 15
at that
or 20,
point.
Like sometimes the scouts haven't been looking, or like you don't know who the players are really, or like you haven't seen their script. Or, I mean their tape and everything. So it's like you just have to pick names at that point, or like what you've seen from film. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Malachi Lawrence went to the Cowboys. He was a defensive end. I think that's a solid move. You know, got to bolster up that defense a little bit. You know, obviously, you know, you got Caleb Downs. You got to bolster up the defensive line. And I like that pick by the Cowboys. Casey Concepcion going to the
Browns.
Good
pick.
That's a good, tremendous pick.
They were thinking about picking like Carnell Tate, and then he was gone before their pick, so they traded back.
They should have traded up
and
to get him.
They could have had like Mekhi Lemon, or they could have had Jordan Tyson, but they were both gone. So, I mean, Casey's still a really good pick. Like, I like that pick for him.
Yeah, I do. I love it.
Because they
pick.
Still really don't truly have like a wide receiver one. Like, Jerry Jeudy can be the wide receiver one, but it's like, he's inconsistent. Like, he can have a 200-yard game and then, like, a 20-yard game. So, it's like, they just need a wide receiver room for Shador. And after they got the protection for him, I mean, he was a really good player.
Yeah. Like, and then you know who the next pick was, Jaden? My Chicago Bears taking Dylan Thiedemann. I kept telling my dad, I was like, all right, Poles, we're right here. Dylan Thiedemann's still on the board. Oh, we need to get to the Vikings here real quick.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Who did the Vikings take? Okay, Vikings 18 took Caleb Banks.
I think he has like injury history too.
Who is this guy, bruh? Who is this Caleb Banks guy? I don't even know who this even is.
He's had like two surgeries, I'm pretty sure.
Vikings will be the Vikings. That's all I'm worried about. But so getting back to the Bears, man. The Chicago Bears with the 25th pick took Dylan Thiedemann. I kept telling my dad, I was like, I was screaming, take Dylan Thiedemann. Take Dylan Thiedemann. Take Dylan Thiedemann. And guess what they did, Jaden? They took him. And I'm so happy that they took him because he fits what the Bears want to run, right? He's fast. He's explosive. He's a tremendous football player. And the Bears this offseason said that they wanted to add speed to their defense. Well, they got it. Dylan Thiedemann is a tremendous football player. He's a fast football player. He fits right into safety and what they want to run, right? And the Bears right there took best player available, but they also took a guy that's a position of need. Bears need a safety. Obviously, they lost Jaquan Brisker to the Steelers. They lost Kevin Byard to the Patriots. That was a great move by the Chicago Bears. I will give Ryan Poles credit. I've been critical on Ryan Poles this offseason. I will give Poles credit. That was a tremendous pick by Ryan Poles. I'll give him credit. That was a great pick. I love that pick. He fits what we want to do, and great move, man. I'm just still here sitting, can't believe that we actually took Dylan Thiedemann. You know, because a lot of Bears, they want guys, but the Bears ended up picking him. The Bears actually did it. We took Dylan Thiedemann and Ben and Ryan Poles and all those guys, man. They took him, and I'm very happy they did because he is he's going to make their team a lot better of a team, and I am looking forward to see how he does in the NFL, and I think he's going to be really good. And I love the pick what the Bears did. What are your thoughts on the?
I don't know. I haven't seen too much of him.
So the guy's from Oregon, right? Yeah. And he obviously started at Purdue, but I can see why he transferred because I want to be a part of Purdue's pro football program. No offense to their program, but I just would not want to be a part of that.
But I mean, like, taking into account what they lost,
yeah,
in free agency, I mean, it's a great pick.
For sure.
Especially at like 25.
Yeah. For him. And the Vikings made a mistake by not drafting him because people kept comparing him to Harrison Smith being the next Harrison Smith. And what did the Vikings do? They took K.O. Banks, and that was their mistake. And you know what the Bears did? They took advantage of that, and they drafted Dylan Thiedemann. So I'm very happy that they did that because just such a great athlete, such a great football player, a guy that's going to make their team better and slides right into the safety, you know. Him and Cam Lewis, I think, will be the two safeties, I think. So, yeah, man, I'm so happy about the pick, man. I can't believe it that we actually took him. And congratulations to Dylan Thiedemann on getting drafted. And shout out Ryan Poles, too. Great pick by him. I've been critical on him this offseason, but got to give credits to just a tremendous pick and looking forward to it. And let's go to the next pick here. The Houston Texans took Kenyon Rattledge. I don't know anything about him. He's a tackle. Wait, no, he's a guard. He's 6'4 from Georgia Tech. I think that's a solid move. I mean, didn't the Texans lose a bunch of offensive linemen this year? Didn't they lose Tunsil? Yeah.
I think so. I think he went to, like, the Commanders, I think.
Yeah, they lost Laremy Tunsil, and you got to get your replacement, right? You got to get your Laremy Tunsil replacement. Not saying that he's going to be Laremy Tunsil, but you got to get a guy that, you know, can replace him and that can, you know, just make him a starter. And I like that pick by the Texans. The pick after that, the Miami Dolphins took Chris Johnson, quarterback out of San Diego State. Like, who is this guy, bro? Like, I just don't. I don't understand who this guy. I mean, that dude was Mountain West Defensive Player of the Year, second team All American, first team All Mountain West.
Sometimes I just feel like these teams see something else that we're not seeing.
Well, yeah, they do so much scouting on him, but I mean, it's a solid pick. The Dolphins, honestly, at this point, just need everything. They need the whole new team. They need a new kicker. They need a new punter. They need a new cornerback, quarterback. I mean, they have Malik Willis, obviously, but, I mean, everything. The Dolphins just need to start over. As a franchise, to be honest with you, they just need to really start over. And So, yeah, hopefully that pick works out for them. Caleb Lomu, offensive tackle from Utah, went to the Patriots. Why would you take him when you literally have Will Campbell on your team? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get why Patriots would take Caleb Lomu, who they already have Will Campbell on their team. Why would you? I don't get it.
Will Campbell was getting,
he was getting smacked around by that Seahawks defense last year in the Super Bowl.
He didn't know what to do.
I mean, he's a rookie though, right? Yeah. I mean, not saying that he still should have let that up, but like the dude's a rookie, and the Seahawks took advantage of it. Leonard Williams is eating him up, you know. And oh, speaking of the Bears, actually, him and Kobe Bryant are going to be the two starting safeties, right? And man, that's just I can't believe it, but. Yeah, so going back to Caleb Lomu, like, why would you take an offensive tackle? Hey, maybe it's their Will Campbell replacement. Nah, I'm kidding. But you know, that's just hopefully that it works out for them, because you know their main priority is protecting Drake May as much as possible, and so hopefully that it works out for them. And next pick, the Chiefs took Peter Woods. That was a good pick. I like that pick right there. By the Chiefs.
Yeah, they have always had to rely on Chris Jones to try to get to the quarterback.
I like the Peter Woods pick. I don't like the Mansoor Delane pick, but I like the Peter Woods pick. Obviously, Chris Jones is getting up there in age. You know, how much longer can he be doing this? They have Carl Loftus, obviously. They have Mike Dana left, the free agency, Leo Chanel left. So, yeah, I think the Peter Woods pick is a good pick. You know, obviously the Chiefs rarely pick bad in the draft, but I think this one was a very good one for the Chiefs. I think that he'll probably go in there and play right away. I would assume so. I mean, you have Felix Ndike Uzama. You have obviously Chris Jones, George Karlaftis, guy from Florida State. I'm blanking on his name. Derek Nnadi. They have him. Yeah, man, I love that pick by the Chiefs. I was critical of their first pick with Mansoor Delane.
It's not like I hate Mansoor Delane.
Yeah,
like, he's
probably
the second best, but it's like why would you trade up for him?
Yeah,
like, he probably still would have been there.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I hate Mansoor Delane as a player. Great player. But, like, you could have waited till 9 to get him. Obviously, I still think the Saints and the Browns, I know dang well the Saints were still going to take an offensive lineman. I know that the Saints weren't going to take him. You could have gotten him at 9, right? And if he's there at 9, if he was there at 9 and they take him, would he have gotten mad? No. I would have not gotten mad one bit. But for you to trade up for him and get him at 6, I mean, that's kind of a reach a little bit, honestly. I mean,
or literally, if one of them did take him, did end up taking him, Caleb Downs still would have been there. So
yeah.
It's like, you really just don't have to trade up for that.
Yeah. I'm not saying you shouldn't have taken him. Yeah. I'm just saying that you could have waited till 9.
Maybe he's better for your team and he's a better fit for your scheme and everything, but it's like you didn't have to trade up to 6.
But obviously, you know, if McDuffie leaving and Kevin White, I get what they're trying to
do. They wanted to secure.
But like, you could have waited. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have taken him. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you could have waited till 9 to get him, because the Saints were going to take Jordan Tyson. I think that the Browns would have stuck him with their pick that they had with Lomu. Or, no, not Lomu. No, Spencer Fano. So, So the next pick, the Jets took Omar Cooper. I love that pick. What are your thoughts on that pick?
It's a really good pick.
It is.
That's really what they've been needing too. Someone to play with Garrett Wilson, because it's like that's been their only wide receiver basically.
Yeah. No, for sure. And
if Geno Smith can hold that down for a year,
Do you think he'll actually start? I mean, if they don't draft anybody,
maybe.
They're going to be screwed.
Yeah, if they don't get drafted, they don't draft anybody.
Okay, Kenneth Sadiq's going to have an old man throwing him the ball.
If Geno Smith can hold it down for, a few weeks or, the whole, half a year or something, then hopefully they can draft someone next year, too. Or if they draft someone this year, hopefully they can develop.
Arch.
Yeah. Because, I don't think Breece Hall wants to come back. I understand that. But, they're building a good offense here.
And so the Jets, yeah.
Yeah.
Like we just talked about, they got Kenan Sadiq. They got Omar Cooper. They got David Bailey, who, I'm not saying David Bailey's a bad player. I'm just saying that you could have taken somebody else, right? You could have, obviously, I think you could have taken somebody better than that. But, I think that it's a tremendous pick. I think that but the playmakers that they have now, they have Mason Taylor, they have Garrett Wilson, they have Kenan Sadiq now, and then you add in Omar Cooper into that mix. That's a good mix there by the Jets. And let's hope that it works out, Jaden, because we can hype them up all we want, but if they don't perform, then that's a whole different subject, right? And I love the pick. I think we both agreed that he's going to be good for them. And I was hoping that they can get him a quarterback now, because Geno Smith, would you want Geno Smith throwing you passes? I know. No. I wouldn't. I mean, just need to get a good quarterback to replace him, because Geno Smith, this is probably going to be his last year. So if they don't get a good offensive lineman to or not offensive lineman, I don't know what I was thinking. If they don't get a good quarterback to replace Geno, it's going to be a long year for the Jets. And Omar Cooper is not going to be good for them, but I like the pick. I'm sorry that he's going to the Jets, but it is what it is. You know, you can't really control where you're going to go. But and then after that, the Tennessee Titans to Kendrick Faulk. I love the move, right? Obviously with Robert Saleh, what he wants to do with the defense, and I love the move a lot. You know, it's a good pick by the Titans. Obviously with what guys have said, Robert Saleh being a defensive minded coach, I think that the Titans want to run a lot of – they want to pick a lot of defensive players, because Robert Saleh, their head coach, is a defensive-minded coach. And now you have him next to Jeffrey Simmons, right? The guy that he can learn behind and hopefully take the reins from when Jeffrey Simmons, you know, retires. But I love the pick by the Titans, you know, bolstering up the defense. Obviously, you got your offensive explosive playmaker and Carnell Tate. So, and then you have Cam Ward right next to him. You have Cam Ward – you have Wando Robinson, like you said. You now have Carnell Tate, who I think is going to be perfect for what the Titans want to run, right? And then you add in Kendrick Faulk to that defense, who I think is going to fit right in with what Saleh wants to run with that team. I think it's just a no-brainer pick for them there. And like I said, I love the pick. I think it's great for the team and great for the organization. Their last pick, the Seattle Seahawks, took Jadarian Price. Jeremiah Love's backup, and his teammate, who
I mean, like, they need someone after they let Kenneth Walker just
walk. Well, they have Charbonnet.
Yeah, but I mean, he's going to be the starter, but I mean,
yeah,
he's no Kenneth Walker.
Oh, no. He's not Kenneth Walker. He's a good player, but he's not Kenneth Walker. I like the pick. Obviously, Super Bowl champ Seahawks, and you know, taking Jadarian Price, and I think it was a good move, because obviously you lost Kenneth Walker, you have Charbonnet now, and they really need a number two back, and I think that bringing Jadarian Price in there is a great move, right? Obviously, when you're behind Jeremiah Love, he's going to get all the fame, because, you know, he won a Doak Walker Award, he won all these awards, but when you're back up to Jeremiah Love, and you're good, and you go in the first round, Jaden, let me ask you this. How many backups of a first-round pick have we seen gotten taken in the first round? I can't think of any.
Almost like none, probably.
No. For two running backs to go in the first round, especially considering the fact that he was Jeremiah Love's backup, I just think speaks to how good of a player he is and how good of a program Marcus Freeman runs that place at Notre Dame. And but, yeah, I love the pick by the Seahawks. A great guy that's going to fit their system. Obviously, Kenneth Walker left to go to the Chiefs. You have Jack Charbonnet. Now you add in Jadarian Price, who I think will be a great number two back for them. And Charbonnet is going to get a lot of carries, obviously, with Kenneth Walker being gone. And I think it's a good 1-2 punch. I like what the champs did. And
there's just, like, the running back class is not deep this year. Like,
neither is the quarterback class either. So, but yeah, great pick. And are you going to watch rounds 2 and 3 tonight?
I'll try. I'll stay updated on it.
Oh, you're going to be at the fashion show.
Yeah, I got...
Jaden will be going to the fashion show tonight with him and Michaela. Is she coming, to this one?
I think she's going to the late one, yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, if you get a chance, Jaden, you should watch it. I don't know. I'll be watching it. And hopefully Jaden's dunker gets taken for Iowa. I think he'll go second or third round. If not second or third, he'll obviously probably go in the fourth. But
I hope we see Caden Wiegen.
I think he might go undrafted. He could go sixth or seventh round. But I think he'll get drafted. I really do. And you know what I saw on Twitter, Jaden? People were like, with the first pick, the Raiders picked Mark Gronowski. It's a mega deal. But no, obviously we had a lot of Good first day of the draft. A lot of surprises. A lot of obvious picks. Obviously, we knew Fernando Mendoza was going to go number one. I mean, you had to take a quarterback. It didn't take Fernando Mendoza. I was going to turn off the TV.
They were saying that they're going to like trade back, or they were going to pick like someone else, or Arvo Reese. That would have been crazy.
No. If that would have happened, I would have turned off my TV and probably not watched the draft again. But yeah, man, I love the picks that for the teams that they made, and I'm so glad that the Bears got Dylan Dienemann, man. I was saying, Pulse, get Dylan Dienemann. And what did the Bears do? They got him. And I'm just so happy that the Bears got him. And hey, man, I got my Bear Down shirt on right now, right here.
Bear Down.
Got my Bear Down shirt on. I'm excited. Going to be a good future for the Bears. And so, yeah, great NFL draft. Looking forward to day two and or looking forward to rounds two and three today. And
I think Jennings Dunker is, like, the best available for offensive tackle right now.
Got to be. Dude, if the Bears can get Kaden McDonald or somebody else, a good defensive player, or Emmanuel McNeil Warren or Kaden McDonald, the Bears are going to come away at the great defensive class in this draft. Now we got our safety, Bears. Now our next step is to go get some edge rushers, right? And I think Poles would do that. I trust Poles. And I truly do think that we're going to get Kaden McDonald. If Kaden McDonald is there for us, we need to take him. I don't think he will be, but if he is, pounce on him and take him.
Isn't Logan Jones in the draft too?
Yeah, he'll probably go fourth or fifth round probably. He's a little bit of an older prospect. He's 24 years old. He'll be 25 during the season, but hey, man. Dude won the Remington Award for the best center in college football. And so, yeah, I think that I love what the Bears done, and looking forward to rounds two and three today. And so off to NFL. The Chicago Cubs have won 9 straight games in a row. Can you believe that, Jaden? 9 straight games. The Cubs have won 9 in a row. They just keep it going, man. And you know what's even more impressive? They're doing this without their closer. Their closer, Daniel Palencia, is on the IL on 15-day. I think he should come back here soon. But for the Cubs to be winning these games without Daniel Palencia, without them having to need Daniel Palencia, just shows of how good of a team that they really are. And Says Suzuki homered, had 2 home runs these past 2 games. He's looked amazing. Obviously, Nico Hoerner has done his thing. He went for 0-for-4 yesterday, but they didn't need him to do well. Obviously, when you have Dansby, who hit the walk-off home run, when you had, obviously, Saya that went long, Ian Happ hit a home run, PCA starting to come on at the right time. And
what's going on with the Dodgers? They've lost 4 of their last 6.
Speaking of the Dodgers, the Cubs play them tonight, 9:15. I would not be watching. 9:15, dude, that's a late game. I mean, I
won't.
It's
in LA, so.
I'm not going to be watching it. I'm sorry. I just can't watch a game for that long. I just can't, right? And
they lost 2 times to the Rockies.
How? Rockies are terrible.
That's bad. Who's the Rockies' best player?
Okay, pull up their roster right now.
They literally don't. I promise you, they don't have anyone. Oh my God.
I bet you, I don't even think.
Mickey Moniak.
Who?
Troy Johnston.
Who?
Hunter Goodman. TJ Rumfield.
Who?
Bro.
Who are these people?
We're losing to a JV squad, bro.
You have, that sounds like a high school baseball team. You have Shohei Ohtani. You have Freddie Freeman. You have, who else do you have?
Blake Trenton had a blown save.
Why are they not putting him in with Diaz?
I'm pretty sure he allowed a 3-run home run.
That's embarrassing. Oh my God. That's embarrassing for the Dodgers. How do you let that happen against the Rockies? How? Against the Colorado Rockies.
And then he lost 2 times to the Giants.
Why would you not put an Edwin Diaz there? Oh, he's hurt. Pretty sure he's hurt.
Yeah, I think so.
Cubs better beat the Dodgers tonight. Michael Busch is starting to come out at the right time, obviously, for the Cubs. He hit a home run yesterday. He hit 2 home runs in these past 2 days, and he's looked really good. Obviously, Michael Busch is kind of in a slump to start the year, but
literally, the Dodgers are first in on-base percentage. Hitting average, home runs, runs given up, batting average allowed, like, bro. Literally, like, probably the best team in baseball, and we're losing to the Rockies.
What are we doing here, man? What are we doing?
I hope
here?
The Cubs sweep them.
I don't think they will, but that'd be nice. That'd be real cool if they did. But, yeah, you know, I think Michael Busch played amazing. Dansby obviously hit the walk off the other day for the 9-0 Cubs right now, and the bullpen is the main concern, right? I don't get why Craig Counsell is putting in Jacob Webb in the eighth inning with bases loaded, right? And but right now, with Palencia not being our closer, our bullpen's kind of thin right now with Palencia being hurt. And, you know, it's good times to be a Chicago Cubs fan for sure. And even a Chicago sports fan, because the Bears made the right pick. It doesn't really feel real to me that the Bears made the right pick with Dylan Dieneman, because Dylan Dieneman is just such a great football player. And the Cubs are playing well. The Bears drafted a good player. Nobody cares about the White Sox in Chicago. I know I don't. I could care less about those people. The Bulls, let's hope that they can hire Steve Kerr as their head coach. Hopefully. Cross our fingers, Jaden. Bring Steve Kerr home. You know how pumped up Michael Jordan would be if Steve Kerr became the new head coach of the Bulls? I don't think he'll leave, but that'd be really awesome to see if Steve Kerr to be the new head coach. But yeah, great times in Chicago. Cubs play tonight at 9:15 against the Los Angeles Dodgers, the defending two-time World Series champions. Cubs should beat them. If the Rockies can beat them at home, I don't care if the Cubs are on the road. If the Rockies can beat them at home, I think the Cubs can beat them on the road. And so yeah, 9 in a row for the Cubs, man. And Shota Umaga looked good the other night. He had one strikeout, but the ump was kind of a weird ump. He was kind of, his strike zone was kind of weird, but he had another quality start. And I've been telling you, Jaden, for the Cubs to be good, they're going to need Shota Umaga to pitch really well. They're going to need him to be on his A game. They're going to need to have him pitch really well, and he's been doing that. Obviously, he only had one strikeout, but like I said, you know, the ump's strike zone was just kind of weird, but he pitched well, and the Cubs won 5 games in a row against the Phillies. Let me say that one more time, Jaden. 5. We swept them. Wasn't even close. And speaking of the Mets, did you see they lost 13 in a row, by the way? Mets, what are we doing?
That's terrible.
How do you lose 13 in a row, bro? Like, and Juan, this is without Juan Soto,
like,
too.
They're still on that streak?
No. I think they won that night.
They finally won?
For the first time in 4.
Bro, they're 9-16. Ooh. The Phillies are 8-17.
How?
Bro.
The Phillies are worse than the Mets. That's crazy. And the Cubs beat both of those teams. The Cubs swept both of those teams. Right? And so happy about the Cubs. And speaking of that, we just got Nicky Lopez. I don't even know who that is. He was a former White Sox player. Counsell, we don't need any more utility players. What we need is bullpen guys. We need guys that are gonna bolster our bullpen. Our bullpen's really thin right now. We don't really have any guys. We have Jacob Webb, Hunter Harvey's, you know, hurt, Phil Maton's hurt, obviously Palencia's hurt. So like, we really don't have any guys that, you know, can come in and close the game. Obviously Theobar, we have him, we have Ben Brown, we have Ryan Rollison, Corbin Martin, Riley Martin, but bullpen's worth them right now, and you know, hopefully that they can sign some bullpen guys. But yeah, Jen and I love what the Cubs have done, 9 in a row, and let's keep it going tonight. 9:15 against the Los Angeles Dodgers on Fox. Let's not let up just because we're on a 9-game winning streak. Let's not just say, hey, we're on a 9-game winning streak, we can just, you know, screw around and think it's okay. Like, no, dominate the Dodgers, man. All right, I want to see them keep going. And so next up, NBA, how are your Lakers doing? I want to know.
They're up 2-0 right now.
I guess so.
The Rockets.
KD, man, gonna have to carry that whole entire team.
And they said Austin Reaves is questionable for tonight, so he might come back. But Luka Doncic is, I think he's ruled out for the first round. So it's like, I think Luka Doncic isn't coming back for the first round at least, but they said Austin Reaves might be back. But the crazy thing is, the Hawks are up 2-1 right now on the Knicks.
Against who?
Oh, the Knicks.
The Knicks, you just said that.
CJ McCollum got, like, Damian Lillard blended CJ McCollum's powers, I'm pretty sure, bro. How are you hitting game winners against the Knicks, bro?
Maybe he stole his talent somehow. Yeah.
Like the Knicks.
Brunson hurt or something?
No.
What?
Everyone's healthy on the Knicks.
How are they?
They're
blowing
down
this?
Two. They're down 1-2.
And they're gonna blame the coach for that. They're gonna blame Mike Brown for that.
And the Timberwolves are up 2-1 on the Nuggets right now.
Jokic, man, you better get your team together.
Almost like every series is like 2-1, I'm pretty sure. Except did you see the Thunder? Did you see Devin Booker got a technical for trying to throw the ball off of someone? Like, how are you going to give him a tech for that? And then they called.
You don't think that should have been a tech?
No, like, he literally, like, you know, he was going out of bounds, and then he tried to, like, throw the ball off of someone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just a regular basketball play.
It's just so soft these days.
And then he, like, went up for an and one, and he made it. They called an offensive foul. And then Shea did the same thing on the other side, but they called an and one for him. It's just, like, they
That's
got favoritism, bro.
That's just biased right there. Literally biased. Jaden, did you see Wembanyama on player, defensive player of the year?
That, unanimous.
That's fine with me. I have no problem with that. What Wembanyama has done this season is we haven't. I don't think we've ever seen Wembanyama do stuff like this before. And I think every single year in Wembanyama's career, he's going to be in the consideration for the Defensive Player of the Year award. I really do think that he
at least like top three.
Oh, 100%.
Every
just
single
like,
year.
Just like with Jokic, every single year in his career, minus 2015 and 2016 and 2017, he's been in MVP conversation every single year. And I think until Wembanyama retires, he'll be in the MVP. In the Defensive Player of the Year conversation, just because of how good he is. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I truly do believe Wembanyama is the next coming of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I really do believe that. Obviously, he doesn't have the sky hook, but like in terms of dominant and just dominance and scoring and defense, I think he could, you know, be really good. You know, he obviously is really good. And but like you said, when you have guys like Stephon Castle, and you have, you know, Dylan Harper, you have, you know, De'Aaron Fox, you have Harrison Barnes. It kind of takes away from his stardom, but like he's still a good player, right? And that was well deserved. That should have been unanimous. If that wasn't unanimous, I don't know what to tell you. Like the dude is just such a good defensive player, and but when you're 7'4", you really don't have to do much, Jaden. You know what I mean? Like you really don't have to. Oh yeah, this is all you have to do with your 7'4". Literally, just put your hands up. That's all you have to do. No, I'm not saying Wembanyama is not a great player, but like we've seen a lot of 7'4" guys, like Zach Edey. Like Zach Edey is nowhere near Wembanyama at all. He's just not, right. And so yeah, well deserved for Victor Wembanyama. Just well deserved. I'm proud of him, and he deserved it, right. I'm not saying that the other contenders aren't deserving, but I just think what Wembanyama has done, you know, this season is just what we haven't seen a player do in a while, and just congratulations to him. He well deserved, and hopefully that I wish him and his team nothing but the best, you know, going forward. And yeah, it's cool. And so you said the Lakers are down 2-0.
They're up 2-0.
2-0.
Yeah.
Is KD playing or no? Is he still?
Yeah. How? He came back.
KD's literally going to have to carry that whole entire team.
But the 76ers got a game on the Celtics, and the Celtics were at home.
Actually?
Yeah. I'm going to get my water bottle. Literally, like, every series is like, every series, at least one team has won a game. So it's like they're all 1-1 or 2-1, except the Lakers. Dang it. Now they're going to freaking win tonight, bro.
Who is?
The Rockets. They're at home.
Hey, let's not knock on wood right now, Jaden. Let's not, you know. Wait. So go back and what
like
you said.
Every
so.
Single team is like, every single series right now is like 1-1 or 2-1.
Yeah.
Except like the Lakers and the Thunder.
Wait, you guys are playing the Thunder?
No. Like the Thunder series.
Who are you guys playing?
The Rockets.
Oh.
So
you guys did the series 2-1.
Really, yeah, they're doing really good.
How's LeBron's doing?
He's being LeBron. Like, he got like a 20, he's averaging like a 20-point triple-double.
Is Bronny playing or?
Yeah. He gets in sometimes. He's averaging. I don't think he like really gets into the games. Like he's just there for like.
Just because he's the emotional
sport. Like I don't think he's really done anything yet.
Los Angeles, this is for you.
Marcus Smart has been doing good too. Like I was saying, like you can talk the talk in the playoffs, but you also have to walk the walk. And Marcus Smart has been on playoff teams. He's been on the Celtics when they've went to the finals, and like he's won Defensive Player of the Year. So like. He knows what it takes. He's like comparable to like Drew Holiday. Like Drew Holiday's won 2 championships with the Celtics. And like Drew Holiday made the winning play against the Spurs. Like the Spurs lost the last game. So it's 1-1 to the Blazers. So it's like you have to have those playoff guys that have experience and know what it takes.
Yeah. No, for sure. And so who do you think, do they play tonight again?
Yeah.
Who is it, in LA or in?
It's in Houston now for 2 games.
Do you think they're going to win? Knock on wood.
They're probably going to go. It's going to be 3-1 probably by the time they leave.
Hey.
So they'll probably, Houston will probably win 1.
LeBron is used to having has LeBron ever had a 3-1 lead in any finals in his career? Like
in
any
finals?
Playoff games? I don't know if LeBron ever has had a 3-1 lead.
Yeah.
Probably in the Eastern Conference finals in 2018 when they just beat everybody, but, so, how are the Pistons doing? Are they doing good?
They're tied 1-1.
How are you tied with the Magic, bro? Magic are so bad. Their only good player is Paul Banchero. Like, I just don't.
And I'm pretty sure they almost, like, it was a really defensive-heavy game last game, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I haven't been. I literally haven't watched any playoff game, but like the Lakers, basically.
Yeah.
Like I'm just not. It's just like so lame now. It's like not the same anymore.
Yeah. No, for sure. And, What do you mean by it's not the same? Like it's just
like,
not.
Literally, like free throws have ruined the game, and it's just the game's gone soft.
That's why it's so high scoring.
Yeah.
Like when Jordan played, it was like high 80s, early 90s. And now today it's high 110s, early 120s.
The game's gone.
It's just gone. It's not what it once used to be, right? And
it's just like not exciting to watch anymore.
No, it's not. Always, that's why I don't watch
there's
it.
There's always challenges. There's always reviews that slow down the game. And then there's free throws all the time.
It's just, why do you think that is? Why do you think it's become like that? Just because of like...
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's just a different time than it was
yeah.
back when Jordan played.
No, for sure. And... Not taking anything away from Jordan. Tremendous player. Obviously, he's a GOAT. You can think of LeBron's a GOAT. That's perfectly fine with me. I'm not trying to hit on you for that. You could honestly think three players are the GOAT. You could think MJ, Kobe, or LeBron is a GOAT. And, you know, I'm not mad at any of those picks, right? And but, yeah, I just I think Curry has had more of an impact on the league than KD has. And... Don't hate me for this. I think Curry has had a more impactful on the game than LeBron has.
Yeah.
I mean, am I hating on LeBron, Jaden? I'm not. I think LeBron is a tremendous player. But has LeBron changed the game with his shooting? No. You know what I mean? Like, I think the only way LeBron has changed the game is with his longevity. I think Curry has changed the game with the way he's shooting. Because you see kids these days in AAU basketball wanting to play like Curry, right? Because of how good he is. Right. And just because of his range from three and, so hopefully that your Lakers do really well. I'm pulling for him. And, how is Austin Reeves doing? I want to know.
He's still out right now.
Bro, are we serious? That is not good at all. What about Luke Kennard?
He's doing amazing.
He is.
Like,
he's doing what Austin Reeves yeah, doing he's the regular yeah. season.
They forgot there's a third white boy on the team.
Them white boys, man, be shooting threes.
I think he's averaging like 25 in this.
25? Dang, bro. Bro's going full LeBron mode.
He's a hooper.
So what was the Lakers' final record this season?
They were like 53-29.
That's not bad. It's not good.
They could have won like way better if everyone was healthy for the whole season.
100%. 100%. I don't disagree with that at all. And but yeah, man, I am glad that once your Lakers do well. I also want to see KD do well, right? Because I like KD. KD's obviously one of my favorite players growing up. And who was your favorite player growing up? I want to know.
LeBron. Yeah, it's always been LeBron.
I have two players. I had Steph Curry. I actually had a Steph Curry poster in my room when he was still with the Warriors. Well, he still is the worst, but like towards the beginning of his career, I think this is like when he won his first title. And then KD was probably another one of my favorite players, and I like Jokic too. Just Kevin Durant. Have you seen Thunderstruck, the movie?
Yeah.
Great movie. I love that movie. I watch that sometimes still. And
growing up, I always hated Curry because he took so many finals from LeBron. He was like a villain. But like,
I think people hate KD even more because
I don't like KD. Because he joined Curry when he lost.
That's
that
why
league.
A lot of people hate him because KD's Thunder lost to the Warriors, and then the next season he goes and joins with them, and then they win rings together. Like that's a valid point, and I could see why people hate KD on that. The stuff like that, like that's a valid argument. Like you actually have an excuse for why you hate KD. People just hate KD because they hate him, but that's actually a valid argument for
and
why
then
you hate.
And
he
went to like the Nets. I thought he was going to win it all with Kyrie and James
Harden
and then
Ben Simmons.
Everyone got like hurt and then so like he never got a chance. Like if he won that ring, I mean, it would have been better than the Warriors ring to me. Like it would have held more value because like he was the star player on that team. Like he was the leader.
You're talking about the Warriors or on the Nets?
The Nets.
Yeah.
Like it would have held.
I think he was the star player in the Warriors.
Yeah, he
too.
Was. It's like he was taking Curry's shine too, but it's like they just had like a god squad. Like,
I wouldn't say he was taking Curry's shots. I just think he was
no like his shine. Like, he wasn't taking the shots. Like, everyone had a shot there, but, like,
yeah.
Kevin Durant was the talk of the town there. Like, no one was talking about Curry like they once were.
They were talking about him, but not as much as they were, like, Kevin Durant.
It's just, like, I don't know. I just don't like the move that he did. Like, going after he got beat by that team, he joined them. Like, literally, if you can't beat him, join him.
I know. That's I was just going to say, if you can't beat him, join him.
What he said.
Jaden, could you imagine this? If the Thunder did not trade away James Harden, if they would have kept Russell Westbrook and they would have kept Kevin Durant, that team probably would have won a finals. Then you add in Serge Ibaka, Steven Adams.
If LeBron didn't go to the Heat and it was just Dwayne Wade against them, they probably would have won it all that year.
Wait, say that again.
The Thunder were there in like 2012, I think.
Yeah, right? And they
had to play against the Heat. But it's like if LeBron wasn't there, literally the Thunder would have had
what
it.
What year did Ray Allen get to the Heat?
I think he was there when
I think
he was there when LeBron was there, right? Like 20.
No, because he played for the Celtics before he won a ring there. And then
like 2013, 20. How many rings does he have? That's...
Okay, I can look it up here. So Ray Allen has two rings.
So he was there at least 2011.
He was with the Miami Heat from 2012 to 2014. Mm-hmm. So he started with the Milwaukee Bucks in 96 to 2003. Then he went to the Supersonics from 2003 to 2007. He was at the Celtics from 2007 to 2012. And then he was at the Miami Heat from 2012 to 2014. So he was there for three seasons.
And then he retired after that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he played from 96 to 2014. That's 18 years, man. That's crazy. He played that long, and that's pretty crazy that he played that long, and Jaden, NBA playoffs are here, and hopefully that your Lakers do well, and
I think the WNBA season starts.
Oh, shoot. I think it doesn't start preseason.
Yeah, preseason.
They only have like two games for preseason for WNBA. They didn't have way more than that.
Yeah.
I just, when does the WNBA season? I don't even know. I think the Fever play a preseason game tomorrow.
May something?
Let's look at it here. Fever's first game is, May 9th. Dang, bro. It's coming up here fast. So the Fever play tomorrow at 2 o'clock against the New York Liberty. It would be good to see Caitlin Clark back in the court, right? Obviously, she had an injury that, sidelined her for the rest of the season. And, Jaden, we're already going into year three. Year three of Caitlin Clark. Can you believe that? Year three. That's wild to me, right? And we'll talk about the Fever when the season starts, but hoping that the Fever get a win. And that's all I got for us today, Jaden. Good to be back with you. And we're writing some good stories, Jaden. You know that. And Jaden actually just did
it. Issue's almost out.
Yeah, he did an issue at the 50-year anniversary. I don't know if that's been...
It should be out soon.
Should be out soon. So Jaden has spent some long, long grinding hours working on that piece. I've seen it with my eyes. I've seen Jaden do it, and he's got some good stuff for you guys. And him and Michaela are going to go to the fashion show. If you guys want to pop in there, Jaden and Michaela will be there. So hopefully that you guys pop in. It's actually... You want to tell the people what time it's at tonight?
There's one at 6, and then one's at 8. So.
One at 6 and 8. So yeah. If you guys are here, pop in. Jaden and Michaela will be there. You know Jaden. You've seen him before. And so pop in there, and we're writing a lot of great stories here. And So Jaden, last thing. You looking forward to graduation, man? It's going to be here before you know it.
It's going to be here like a week and a half.
Actually a week?
It's like, It's like 2 weeks.
You looking forward to it, man? You getting nervous? Or
nah.
You're not? I'm going to be there, Jaden. My brother's birthday is that day, so I'm going to try to sneak down to the Wells Fargo Arena and see you. And you gotta text me where your family's sitting at, because I'll probably sit by them and stuff. Your mom would probably be like, get this guy Ben away from me, bro. This guy just keeps talking to me and stuff. But
you're just going
to
walk away.
I'm out, bro. What? Bro, what are you talking about, bro? Bro, I'm out, bro. This guy tripping. Now, Cody would do that. Cody would be like, what? Bro, I'm out, bro. But... So how's Cody doing? I want to know how he's doing.
He's good.
How's he liking golf? Or
yeah, he always likes golf.
Is that like how I love sports? Is that like how he loves? We need to get him on this podcast sometime. Do you think he would want to come in and get on this podcast?
Yeah, if he had time, probably.
You think he would? How is he tall too? Or
yeah, he's like an inch taller than him. He's like
6'3".
Yeah,
he's like Daniel's height. Thank you for coming on here again, Jaden. It's always a pleasure. And that's all I got for us today. And stay tuned, guys. And wait for the issue to come out, guys. Yeah. Jaden wrote
should
a great
out,
piece
next week. Sometime.
Next week, you guys should pick it up. Jaden wrote some great stuff on there, and I wrote a great Iowa Hawkeye story. So pick it up when you get a chance. And good week. So Yeah. Got to promote the socials here real quick. Follow us on CampusChronicleNews.com. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and X at DMAC Chronicle. And find us on iTunes, Spotify, iTunes or Spotify, the Campus Chronicle podcast. And if you want to join me and Jaden, come on in to Building 5. Right? There's a room that says the Campus Chronicle. I'm staring at it right now.
Big glass panels.
Big glass petals. Come in here. We would love to have you. We were supposed to have on Jedediah today, but he'll join us. Good friend of ours. If you've ever been in the library, you guys know Jedediah.
He's retiring, though.
And he's retiring. Jedediah, we wish you nothing but the best, man. You're a good friend of ours, and the career of Jedediah is over. Jaden, the library is not going to be the same anymore, man. I'm going to miss him. Remember the first video we did with him? He showed us his shoes and stuff. Jedediah, if Monday works for you, that's fine. Wednesday, we can come in, and Friday, and good episode, and until next time, Jaden.
See you guys next
time. Peace.